parameter. Now, when we have different data types, different visual properties are suited to represent them. So on one, in the left-hand column, we have quantitative data. We want to represent quantitative numbers. Our most precious resource is position. Then there's length and angle and so on. If you're interested in ordering, this is ahead of this, this is larger than this, and so on, again position, but then we can do it with density and color saturations are good to communicate bigger or less than relationships, but not absolute relationships. And if you want to name things, then position again can be useful. We put the apples in one part of the pictures and the oranges in another. And then we throw in color. Their color is very powerful, and texture, and connecting things, and containment, and all of some of these I will explain in much more detail. So keep this is a useful list to have when you have different types of data. And then you ask yourself, so out of my toolbox of visual features, which one do I pick to represent that data? What you'll see for all of those different data types, numbers, ordered relationships or ordered lists versus named things, position is the most powerful one. So that's in a way our most precious resource, visual resource. And then depending on the data type, other ones, different visual features are more important or more powerful. Look forward to talking to you on Thursday. Please write down your questions that you had, as I hope you have written them down. I should have reminded you. And I then can answer them, and we can go forward and get deeper into how we see, and then we can build on that, and it will help us to figure out how to put together visualizations and also how to analyze them.